Okay, we're going to begin here at the bottom of Chaper Mabet by the Gemara that's immediately after the Mishnah. All right, Amar B'chir Ba'avin, Amar Shmuel, Shvua Shlo Ochal, Vishata. Person says, I will not eat, and then he drinks, Chayav. Iba Yedema Shvara, V'yemeid Amakra. Some say that it's a logical argument. Some say that it's a pasuk that we can prove that Shtia is a subset of Achila. Drinking is a subset of consuming food. How do I know this? It's a logical argument. That some people say, let's go eat, let's go taste, let's go consume. And when they go in and they do, they eat and drink. I mean that they don't just eat. When they say, I'm going to eat, let's say, let's sit down to eat together. They don't mean simply to eat, they mean to eat and drink. So you see, subsumed under the terminology of achila is also shtia. So that's the sfara aspect of it. Now, the second thing is, there's a pasuk, because it says, what's the pasuk? Shtia bichlal achila. The Omer ish lokish. Minayin l'shtia shi bichlal achila. Where do I know this from? Shenemar. It says, by maser sheni, v'achaltu lifnei Hashem lokecha b'mechom asher yivchar l'shken shmo sham. You bring up the maser sheni to Yerushalayim to eat it in Yerushalayim. Maser dagancha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. Right? So what are you going to bring? Maser dagancha is grains. Tiroshcha is what? V'tirosh chamru. That tirosh is wine. And what does it say over there? V'achaltu. It says that v'achaltu lifnei Hashem lokecha. And then it tells you, well, you know what you're going to be eating? You're going to be eating dagan, grains, and you're going to be eating wine. But wine is something that you drink, that you do not eat. And yet it's called achila. So I have a proof from the pasuk. So it says, V'dilma yedeya nigron. Maybe it was the wine. It doesn't mean plain wine. And Josh, this goes to answer your question before. But then about wine, it doesn't mean necessarily plain wine over here. Maybe it means a nigron. A nigron is some sort of concoction that was made up of cooking, whether it's spinach or beets. Right, cooking spinach or beets, and using that water, they mushed vegetable along with wine and pepper. It made some sort of wonderful beverage that they consumed in their day. But it has more substance than wine. It has more, it's not simply a liquid, it also has some sort of achila aspect to it. So, Dama Rabba Bar Shmuel, a nigron, maya de silke. A nigron is a water, or they boiled off, right, derivative of beets and spinach. Ashigron maya de kulu silke, or kule shalke, it really should be over here. That the achsidron is a boiling of all types of vegetables aside from beets, and but they create some sort of beverage that has a consistent, thicker consistency to it, and therefore that's considered achila. The yain that we're speaking about here is not yain that's liquid. That's right. They're calling it achila because it's this yain that is mixed in a certain way that creates a yain of achila. So that's the answer over here. So Amar, so we don't have a proof now from Reish Lakish because that's not a proof that it's a liquid. Amar of Achar Bayakal Meocha. We'll learn it from the next pasuk by Meister Sheni. It says, "Natata kesa b'chor she'etav nefshecha b'bakar b'tzon u'bayayin u'b'shechar." So what, you're going to take your money of Meister Sheni and you're going to purchase with it, right, all these items to consume. So what are the items that you're consuming? One of the items that you're buying is yayin. Rav says, right, yayin chamru uchti v'achalton. It says you're going to eat them before Hashem lokecha. Wait, we just add this. We know that yain can be under achila because it could be a nigron. It could be something that has a thicker consistency to it. It says, Sheikharktiv, Mide de Meshaker. No. Over there, it doesn't just say yain. It says, right? Uve yain uve sheikhar. So what is yain uve sheikhar? Sheikhar means something that is intoxicating. Well, a nigron is not an intoxicating drink. Yain is an intoxicating drink. So that we're now we're definitely talking about a liquid, a beverage. But Dilma, wait, no, we have other items that are Meshaker, which is called Dvela Kilit. This is a pressed dates that came from a place called Kilit that intoxicated individuals. Titania, we have a Bryce that says, Achal Dvela Kilit, someone who consumes a Dvela Kilit, Vishata Dvash, or drinks honey, Vichalav, and milk, Venichnas the Mikdash, and then goes to perform Avoda on the Mikdash, Vavad, and does that Avoda Chayav, for entering the Mikdash as Shtuya Yayin. Someone who comes in an intoxicated form to go ahead and do avoda in the mikdash or duchen from the right and duchen or give birkat kohanim over there, he'd be chayav bringing a shtuya yain. So here he says there's a broader shtuya yain. Doesn't literally mean that he has to eat consume wine. It means any intoxicating beverage. So over here also the intoxication doesn't have to be wine. It could be an intoxicating item. Elagomar sheichar sheichar min nazir. Learn a gzeir shava sheichar sheichar from a nazir. That what we're talking about here by Maisa Sheni means yayin. Malahalan yayin, afkan yayin. Just like by Nazir, it's clearly the Shechar there means yayin. Over here it also means, because there it says, Mikol Asher Yetzei Me'agefen, anything comes out of the grape. So we know that we're talking about yayin over there. So over here, the sheikhar that's being spoken about is also yayin. As you see that the word yayin is used, or drink of wine is used under a terminology or a category in the pasuk called v'achalta. So you see from here that shtia is a subset of achila. Tosfos asks over here, it's an interesting question that Tosfos asks. He says, wait, if I have a logical argument, why do I need a pasuk? A svoro should be sufficient. Logic, if achila is called shtia, then why do I need to, if everybody calls the generic term used by people of achila include shtia, why do I need a pasuk to prove that? I already know that from people's speech or manner of speech. So Tosfos gives a very interesting answer. He says, yesh l'chalek, sheyesh tevarim she'ein ha-svara pshuta. There are certain items where the svara is not so obvious. B'tzorech ha-pasuk la'ishmienu ha-svara. There are certain items where the svara is so obvious or so compelling that we don't need a pasuk anymore. And the Gemara asks, if I have a svara, what do I need a pasuk for? Over here, the svara is not so compelling or is not so obvious. And it's only because the psukim tell us that shtiyah is subsumed in achila that we know that the svara is right. This svara that seems a little strange, this logic is right because the pasuk tells me that this logic is right in this instance. Because it's interesting over here, you have a position of Rabbi Yehuda. The position of Rabbi Yehuda is that a person who eats a dvela kilit and goes into mikdash is chayav, and he doesn't learn this gezer shava sheikhar sheikhar that it only applies to yayin, and going to mikdash only applies to yayin, and the Maaseh Sheni is applying to yayin, that the word sheikhar used in these instances means yayin. What does he do, or how does he know that shtiyah is subsumed under achila? So Tosfos' answer is that he uses the svara. He won't have it from a pasuk, he'll only have it from a svara. Therefore, he'll have to learn it from the svara, not from the pasuk over here. Amarava, afana nami tanina. We have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah supports this understanding that shtiyah is b'chal echila, because it says shvua shlo ochal, v'chal v'shatayin uchayev l'achat. So then if he says shvua shlo ochal, and then he has achila and shtiyah, then we say, oh, he's only chayev once. Iyamar b'shlema shtiyah b'chal echila, it's d'rikhle l'tanu l'eshmina, and then uchayev l'achat. If you say shtiyah is subsumed under achila, then there's a chiddush in the Mishnah to tell you that even though you ate and drank, that's still only considered one violation of the shvua. If you say that consuming a beverage is not subsumed under achila, shvua shlo ochal v'achal v'asa melacha meets trichle yashmirinon. Why would I have to say, oh, I take a shvua that I will not eat? Then I go out and eat and do work. You're only chayav one chatat. Of course, you're only chayav one chatat. You only violated once with the achila. That's the same thing as saying if shtiyah is not included under achila, then mentioning shtiyah in the Mishnah has no bearing. It's not any chiddush. The only way it's a chiddush if shtiyah is subsumed under achila, then it's a chiddush to tell me there is one korban chatat. Tenu chayav alachat. So you want to suggest now that our Mishnah means, or that we can learn from our Mishnah, that shtiyah is bichlal achila? What are you going to do with the next part of the Mishnah? Eima seifa. Shvua shlo ochal, v'shlo shlo eshte. I take a shvua, I will not eat, and I will not drink. V'chal v'shata, then he eats and drinks. Chayav shtayim. He's chayav two. What? Kevin damar shlo ochal, itzer le b'shtiyah. He was already asur. When you say shvua shlo ochal, that means I'm asur in eating, I'm asur in drinking. So that means if I now take a shvua afterwards, I will not drink. That's mushma ve'omed, right? He's already a shvua. That's shvua. It's not chal. So why is there a second chiyuv over here? Kemar shlo eshte, amai chayav. Why should be chayav? That's shvua chal el shvua, and ain't shvua chal el shvua. Ilu amar shlo eshte, trezimne mi mechayev tarte? If he says shvua shlo eshte, shvua shlo eshte, would he ever be chayav twice? No, because you can't have a shvua be chal on a shvua. So if you say shvua, to not eat is the equivalent of saying eating and drinking, and then you say, I will not drink again, all you said is, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to drink. Well, guess what? When you do that, there's only one manifestation of a shvua, because you don't have a shvua chal al shvua. And therefore, over here, there should be only one violation. How come the Mishnah says you violate twice? Samalei, he says, Hotom de amar. Over there, he first said shlo eshte. Vehadar mar shlo ochal. They did it in a different order. First, he says, I will not drink. And then he says, I will not eat. Because only if he says, I will not eat first, is the shtia already subsumed under achila. But the other way around is not true. Shtia does not include achila. The shtia bichlal achila ita. Shtia is a subset of achila. That's true. But achila bichlal shtia leta. But that's not true of achila. Achila is not a subset of drinking. And therefore, when he made the statement of shtia first, that was oser shtia. Then when he comes to shvash lo ochal, even though it includes shtia as well, it's kolel devari mutarim also. Since it's migo, it's chal on the achila part, it's also chal on the shtia part. Aval, amar shvash lo ochal, but if that conclusion of this would be, if he first said shvash lo ochal, v'shlo eshteh, Then v'chav v'shata, my, what would be the din? Enu chayav alachat. Then you only be one chayav once. Or it says ihachi. If that's the case, the Mishnah should have done a much better job. The Mishnah has a better way to set it up. Adatani reisha shvuah shlo chal v'chav v'shata enu chayav alachat litnei shvuah shlo chal v'lo eshte. That I will not eat and I will not drink. Let that be the first case in the Mishnah, because he does in the order of achila first, then shtiyah, is only chayav achat. If he does shtiyah and then achila, is chayav shtayim. That should have been the two. Those should have been the two cases that the Mishnah used. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't use that other case means that the Mishnah is not thinking that way. And then certainly we would have known about the case of lo'achal just by itself. Olam kiditani. No, you have to read it the order the way it is in the Mishnah, which is shvosh lo'achal v'shateh. Ah, v'shani hocha. What's the difference over here? So how come over here you're chayav twice? If shtia normally, if drink is normally subsumed under achila, and already took another for achila, how can I take another shvoa about shtia? The Gemara says, shani hocha, kevon do amar shlo ochal, hadar amar shlo eshte, gali date, adate, dohach achila, damar achila gretoi. By saying afterwards that he's saying a shvoa that he will not drink, he is now pulling drinking out of this category of achila. I mean, now we know that. If you say, let's go eat, if you say, let's go eat, it means let's go eat and drink. But if you say to someone, let's eat and drink, it's clear that the eat part of it does not mean to eat and drink. That means eat simply means to consume food, and the drink part is to drink and to consume beverages. So there, that's the same thing over here. The fact that he now specified drink separately is an indication that he believes that the echila does not include shtiyah beforehand. And so because of that, that's why he's chayav shtayim, because now he took two different shvuot. He took a shvuah of echila, and he took a shvuah of shtiyah. Amar Ravashi, matnita nami deka. We have another proof from our Mishnah. It's another proof that shtiyah is bechal echila. It says, shlo achal, I will not eat. V'chal ochlein she'en ro'in la'achila. V'shata mashkim she'en ro'in l'shtia. So then he consumes things that are not edible, or not ra'ui to be eaten. And he drinks items, or he drinks beverages that are not ra'ui la'achila, or the shtia. Patur. In that case, he's patur. Ha? What can you infer from the Mishnah? If they were ra'uiin, chayav. Had the shtia been ra'ui la'achila, or the shtia, that would have made him chayav. So what do you see over here? You see that even though he took a shvua shlo ochal, and he drank something, he would be chayav for that of shvuah shlo ochal. V'amai. Ha shvuah shlo ochal kamar. He didn't say, I will not drink. All he said is, I will not eat. Dilma. So Gemara says, Dilma damarte tarte. Shvuah shlo ochal, shvuah shlo eshte. Maybe the Mishnah just did it in shorthand. When it said shvuah shlo ochal, it means shvuah shlo ochal v'shlo eshte. It didn't explicitly say it because it mentioned it earlier. But over here it also means, when it says shvuah shlo ochal, means shvuah shlo ochal v'shlo eshte. And therefore I can't prove anything from you, Rav Ashi. Okay, now, the next case in the Mishnah. Shvuah lo ochal v'achal pat chitim. V'dilma, the miftar nafshei ma'achranito ka'ati. Wait a minute. Why is he specifying wheat, barley, and rye or spelt? Why is he specifying these items in the breads? So there are two possibilities. He's either specifying these because he wants to create an isur on all of these, or he's specifying these to the exclusion of other types of grains, rice bread, anything else. I don't want to be included in this shvuah. So that's why he specifies item. How do you know? Why is the Mishnah assuming that when he says shvuah that I won't eat this, this, and this, he means that these particularly, and he's creating a separate shvuah on each of them? Maybe he's saying this, this, and this because he wants to say not all these other items. So Avalei the Maimar, because if that was the case, you should have said chitim usorim v'kusmim. Leave out the word pat. Just say chitim usorim v'kusmim. Mara says, but dilma lakus. Right? Maybe that means when you're talking about grains, there are two ways to consume grains. One is to make them into bread. The other way is to, you know, have them like to chew on them like a piece of gum. So maybe that's what he meant over here. It's, well, I will not chew on them like a piece of gum. And therefore, you don't learn anything from here. You can't separate them. Then why is chitim kusmim and seorim mean these three? You're chayav on each one of them. Maybe you should put them separately. Da'avalei the Meimar. So he should have said pat chitim usurim v'kusmim. So then he says it's a bread of wheat and barley and spelt. V'doma pat chitim lecho usurim v'kusmim lakus. The fact that you only use the terminology of pat by chitim means that's unique to pat. That's the restriction by chitim, is to consume it as bread. But when it comes to usurim v'kusmim, it means to chew it. Da'avalei Meimar. So no, he should have said pat chitim vishel usurim vishel kusmim. That's what he could have said. He could have said that I'm restricting myself in pat chitim as well as barley, as well as kusmim. Gemara says, but dilma yedei tarovet. Maybe when he says that, the vav is a vav achibor, not to separate, not a vav mechalek. It's a vav achibor to say this. I'm only chayav if I consume bread of chitim, sorim, and kusmim. If I have a mixed grain bread, then I'll be chayav. Otherwise, I'm not chayav. That could be the understanding of why he specifies each one of these items. So Gemara says, ema v'chein shel seorim v'chein shel kusmim. So if he says it like this, this is what he says. He says, first of all, he says, pat shel chitim, shvuah shel ochal, pat shel chitim. Then he says, V'chein shel kusmim, v'chein shel sorim, v'chein shel kusmim. So by saying that, he could have restricted himself in a loaf of bread, he could have restricted himself in these three items, and no, nothing else. The fact that we added the extra word pat by each one of them comes to teach me that each one of them gets its own particular shvu'ah. Shema mina, with fat, pat, pat, lamali. Why does he say pat, chitim, pat, kusmim, pat, seorim? That comes to teach me that the chiyuv for each one, enuch mina, the chalek, to separate each one of them into a separate shvuah. Shvuah shlo eshte, v'shata mashkim harbe, enuch hayav alachat. Takes a shvuah not to drink, and then he drinks multiple beverages, he's only hayav alachat. Bishloma hatam, over there, damar miyart relay pat, pat. By the case of shvuah shlo ochal, pat, chitim, pat, seorim, pat, kusmim, there we explained why is it a separate shvuah for each one of these loaves, because he used the extraneous lashon, he used the extra lashon of pat, pat, pat. That created three separate shvuot. But we said by beverages, it says that if he says, I will not drink yayin, dvash, and shemen, and then he goes ahead and consumes all three of those items, he's chayav on each one of them, where's the extraneous lashon? What should he have said over here? So Maga says, what are you going to do? Maybe the whole point of saying yayin, dvash, and shemen is to say only these three items are masur in, but other items are not asur. Who says he's coming to say that each one of them should get a separate shvuah? Talking about a case where there's wine, shemen, and dvash sitting in front of him. He could have just said, I will not drink these because they're sitting right in front of him. So now, when he didn't say these, and he specified each one, that comes to indicate he means a shvuah on each one of them. Maybe when he says elu, he's coming to specify these items in particular. These three bottles in front of me, the bottle of wine, dvash, and shemen I won't eat, but others I will drink. So you can't use the term elu. Elu would not have been a good way to say it. Ela d'amar shvuah d'lo shatina kigon elu. I will not drink items like these. I will not drink beverages like these beverages. That's yayin, shemen, and dvash. So the fact that he didn't need to specify yayin, shemen, and dvash, and then he goes ahead and specifies them, that's what makes it into separate shvuah. The Gemara says, oh, d'lma kigon elu d'lo shatina. Maybe I will not drink the amounts of these items that are found here. I will not drink similar to the amounts of these beverages that are found. But more than these beverages or less than these beverages, then I could drink it. How do you know when he says like these beverages, he's talking about the actual beverage? Maybe he's talking about the quantity of the beverage, not the beverage itself. I will not drink from this type or category of drink. So when it says v'dilma min elu d'lo shatino, I inhu gufayu shatino. Maybe if he says that, he means I will not drink from their category, but those that are in front of me, I will drink. So when it says ema shlo shte elu uminayu, I will not drink these and their category. So I will not drink yayin, shemen, and dvash that are in front of me, plus anything that is in that category, anything that's a similar beverage to them. So now we took care of it. Now we came up with a case of why he could have said something else. And by actually now stipulating yayin, shemen, and dvash and enumerating each one of them, that's an indication to us that he really wants to have a separate shvuah for each one of them or each one individually. Rav Acha bar Ravika Amar, no. I'll tell you what the case is here. It's a case where his friends or his friend is pushing him to drink. He says, drink this, drink this, drink this, this. Damarlo, bo shtei mi yayin v'shemen and dvash. He says, come drink with me. Drink wine with me. We'll share some wine. We'll share some shemen. We'll share some oil. We'll share some dvash, some honey. Dayalo lomar shvuah shlo eshteimcha. He should have said, I'm not going to drink with you. The shvuah, to stop him, to say to his friend, I'm not going to go. I don't want to drink with you. When they're pushing him to drink, it's just, hey, I'm not drinking with you. Because that's the problem over here. Yayin v'shemen dvash lamali. Then why is he enumerating or specifying each item? That's not what's important here. It's not important each item. What's important is he doesn't want to drink with this individual. So why did he then mention yayin, shemen, and dvash? L'chayev al kol achat v'achat. It must be to come to be mechayev on each one individually over here. Right now, Gemara says, Tnan hotum. We have a mishnah over there. Tein li chitim v'sorim v'kusmim sheyesh li biyadecha. Person comes, he had stored these items with an individual. He was a shomer for him. And he gave him chitim, sorim, and kusmim. And he says, now can you please return them to me? He says, shvuah she'en lecha biyadi klum. He says, you have nothing on me, and I take a shvuah that you have no right here. This is called shvuah tepikadon. By shvuah tepikadon, he takes a shvuah. He says that I owe you nothing. I don't have any of your possessions here. Enu chayav alachat. Even though there are three different species that he stored with him, right, three different grains that he stored with him, nevertheless, he's only chayav once because he took a shvuah. Shvuah she'en lecha biyadi chitim, sorim, and kusmim. If he specifies each item, when he takes the shvuah, he says, no, you did not leave chitim with me, you did not leave sorim with me, you did not leave kusmim with me. Chayav al kol achat v'achat. Then he's chayav for each one individually. V'Rabbi Yochanan afilu pruta mikulam mitzterefet. Even if you have one pruta from each of them, that's enough to be mitzteref, to be mechayev him. Pligi bar Rav Acha Ravina. Rav Acha and Ravina argue about what Rabbi Yochanan's statement about the pruta means. On what part of the Mishnah did Rabbi Yochanan make that statement that you can be mitzarev to a pruta? Was that on the ratio of the Mishnah? When it says, Ten li chitim usorim vikusmim, sheyesh biyadecha, and he says, Shvua, sheyen lecha biyadi klum. So over there, since he made it into one Shvua and includes them all in one category, therefore they can be mitzarev to a pruta, because he's only making one statement of Shvua that I didn't take any of your stuff. So therefore, you can combine them all. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about? Or is Rabbi Yochanan also speaking about the second half, or the Seifa case over here, which is where he says, Shvua, that I did not take from you, Chitim, Sorim, Kusmi, I don't have them in my possession. Over there, that Rabbi Yochanan says that they can all be mitzaref to get to a single pruta. Now Gemara says, okay, what is this? Pligi, but what's their argument about? Chadamar, aprite mechayev, aklalei lo mechayev. One of them says, when he says, Shvua, I did not have any of your stuff, I don't have your wheat, I don't have your barley, I don't have your kusmim. So there's actually four Shvuot here, not three. Because he says, Shvua, that I don't have any of your stuff, you have nothing of me. That's the cloud, the general statement. And then he continues on to say, Chitim and Sorim Bekusmin. So over there, this one opinion says he's Chayav 4. One for the general statement that you don't have anything with me, and then one for the three particular statements that he made. Chayamara, Prite Mechayav Aklai Lo Mechayav. He's only Chayav for the ones he specified, not for the general statement. Chayamara, Klali Nami Chayav. He's Chayav also on the cloud. One opinion is that he's actually Chayav 4 times over here. One for the cloud, one for the three specific items that he mentioned. And according to that opinion, Rabbi Yochanan would be both modifying the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha was all one case, or one unit. Of course, they can be mitzaref to get to a pruta, but even the sefer, there are two parts to the shvua. There's the general shvua, and then the particular shvua that's associated with each item. So the general shvua could also use the statement of Yochanan, which is that they're mitzaref until a pruta. And one opinion is that he's only chayav three chatot for the specific items that he mentioned. And according to that opinion, Rabbi Yochanan would only be modifying the resha, where there's one Shvua for all the items together, that's where they can be mitzaref to get to a pruta. But in the Sefer, there's no relevance to the statement of being mitzaref for the pruta, because they're actually only shvuot, three separate shvuot. There is no general shvua where you would need a tziruf for them. So Gemara says, Hachamai, what's the case over here? So Amarova, Achi Ashta, how can you compare these cases? So you want to suggest over here by shvua also, when he says shvua, shlovo chal, chitin, and pat chitin, kusmin, and seorim. So over here, how many times is he chayav shvua? Is he only chayav for the pat chitin, the pat zorin, and the pat kusmim? Is he also chayav for the general statement of shlo shlo achal? Does he also include here? So that should be subject to the same machlokas that we have in the other instance. So Rava says no. Rava says they're not even comparable cases. Achi ashto. Hota mechayav aklalo umechayav aprato. Dahayi mishtaba v'hoder mishtaba mechayav tarte. By shvuat apikadon, the klal and the prat can coexist. Because by shvuat ha-pikadon, you can be chayav for multiple shvuot. If you take a shvua and you say, I don't have your stuff, and then he comes back and you take another shvua and another shvua, you're chayav for each shvua that you took. So over there, there's quote-unquote shvua chala shvua. You can have multiple shvuot about the same item. That is not true in our case over here. Right? Our case over here, hacha yisal kadatcha ita bichlala aprate amay mechayav mushba v'omedu. Over here, if you think that the bichlalo is chayav, then why is he chayav on the pratim? If he's already chayav for shvua shlo achal, that means that he's mush v'vomed already. Then how could he be chayav on the other items? He can't specify items after that because those items are already included in his first shvua. That's a shvua and ain't shvua chalo shvua. So you can't compare the cases. By pikadon, you can have multiple shvot. Therefore, you could talk about the klal and the prat, or whether there's also a chayav for the klal as well as the prat. Over here, when we're talking about regular shvua, shvat abitui, over there, you can only have one shvua, because you can't have multiple shvuot on the same item. If you only have one shvuah, you got to pick. It's either the klal or the prat. You can't have a question about whether it's the klal and the prat. And the fact that you're chayav the prat automatically means that you're not chayav by the klal over here. So we'll stop over here. And after Tisha B'Av, please God, we'll start from here and continue through the next daf and finish up the sugya. It should be a moed. Karalai moed. It should really be the moed instead of being... The Moed Lishbor Bachurai, it should be the Moed of Binyan Beis HaMikdash.